Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, today is a special day, June 1, the first day of Produce in the Park in Atlantic City Park this afternoon, 4:30 to 6:30. And if you've been listening to KJAN, checking out Facebook, or just driving around town seeing signs, hopefully you know that today is the first day. But I want to talk about some ways to use some of these fresh items that you're going to be finding, the fresh spring produce. But I also remind you that there probably is a farmer's market somewhere close to you, wherever you live, because there are many of them in Iowa. And I think about every day of the year, depending on how far you want to drive. You know, there's some in Omaha and Des Moines that are open on Sundays. Saturday's much closer to us right here locally. Wherever, there's an opportunity for you to just check in and buy some of that local produce. Talk to the people who raise it. Find out more about it. And I do want to mention also that today and tomorrow are great times for people in Cass County in the Atlantic area to have great family fun, because tomorrow is out in the park with the block party, as Seth calls it. And this evening, in addition to Produce in the Park, in Atlantic City Park, Debtors is having a family fun night. And you can do both. You know, Produce in the Park, 4:30 to 6:30. Family fun night at Debtors is 5 to 8. You can do both and have a really great time and not spend much money. And if you spend money, you can have it on really great produce. So just get out there and enjoy. Well, what do you do with some of the produce that's available right now? Radishes is one, and some people really don't like radishes. Others, of course, are great fans, but what do you do with those? Rhubarb is another thing that, again, I think you either love it or say, ooh, I don't like that. And then I want to mention eggs, because the farmers markets are offering eggs from those. A lot of times the hens are fed organically, and at least they're free range. And egg lovers say there is such a difference in flavor in those free-range chicken eggs than there are in the others, because the price will be a little more than it might be in the grocery store. Otherwise, most produce is about the same as you would buy in your local supermarket. Well, enough of that. I want to start with rhubarb. And, of course, there's on the Facebook site, you should be able to find a recipe for, I believe, the crisp made in the microwave. But what about just some rhubarb sauce? Now, if you're not a lover of rhubarb, you're going, that's not for me. But if you are, rhubarb sauce is something you can just, you know, eat it like you would other kinds of fruit sauce. But it's also great on ice cream or on top of Angelfood cake. And, in fact, When I used this, and it's been quite a few years ago now, but I was preparing a 40th anniversary dinner, and so we served Angelfood cake with or without ice cream, and then had both rhubarb sauce and fresh strawberry sauce to pass, and people could either one or the other, or strawberries and rhubarb are a great combination, flavor combination. So a number of ways you can use rhubarb sauce, and so easy to do. If you start with 4 cups of chopped rhubarb, you need to add 1/2 cup of water, about 3/4 of a cup of sugar. That can be more or less. And then a little bit of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon or more, depending on your love for cinnamon. And that cinnamon and rhubarb is a great flavor combination. All you have to do, of course, is put the rhubarb in the water and in a microwavable casserole dish, and put it in the microwave for 10 minutes on high, or kind of check to make sure the rhubarb is tender. It's a good idea to stir it partway through, and then you might have to mash it up a little with a fork. Then stir in the sugar and the cinnamon. So first you cook the rhubarb in the water till it's about how tender you want it. Mash it up, add sugar and cinnamon. It's done. Pretty simple. Okay, so that's a rhubarb one. What about radishes? Okay, for those folks who don't love radishes, and maybe you have a large supply, or maybe you just like to try this, perhaps you have the grill out. You know, the weather's been great to have the grill going, and you put on your favorite hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks, whatever. But you also put on some vegetables. Chopped vegetables of all kinds are great to put on the grill, or just pieces of asparagus are great on the grill. Veggies are great on the grill. And it seems for many people who say, oh, I don't like veggies, somehow the grilling just brings out the special flavor and really makes the flavors much more likable. Again, for some of us who like vegetables anyway, that's fine. But if you don't like vegetables, or the kids don't, or some men say, oh, I'm not a veggie man, well, try them on the grill, because they will really up the flavor positively. And that is so true with radishes. I think for people who don't like radishes, if you didn't tell them that these came from the grill, made them close their eyes so they couldn't see them, they would never guess that they were radishes. They lose that sharpness of flavor and become a little more sweet. So probably you'll need a grill pan of some sort. Otherwise, you know, unless you have a really fine rack, they're going to fall through the rack. You could either quarter them, have them, or just slice them if they're big radishes, put them in the grill pan. Good idea to put a little olive oil on them first and grill them until they're just as tender as you would like them. Not mushy. They should still be a little bit crispy. And then add a little bit of butter, some, if you like, salt or thyme is a great combination if you'd like to add some of that. You will be amazed if you have not tasted grilled radishes. So you can put them in with the other veggies as a combination, or just do a bunch of radishes and enjoy. Well, I mentioned one of the items that's at the farmer's market are eggs. And so we so often think of produce as only being fresh vegetables, sometimes the year fresh fruit. But there's also all the other kinds of produce, chicken, beef, pork, all of our meats and eggs as a part of what's available at the market. Do you like those combination sandwiches, you know, those breakfast sandwiches that have eggs, cheese, maybe bacon, and start out the day? But yeah, if you have a crowd, it could take a while. Well, here's the way to be able to make a dozen or more of those sandwiches in much easier time. For that, you need a baking sheet, and this would be like a cookie sheet with sides, and either line it with parchment paper or with foil, so it'll be easy cleanup. Just mix up the eggs like you would for a scrambled egg. However much you like to scramble them, you put them in the blender or just whip them up, and pour them onto the pan and put them in the oven at 400 degrees, and they'll be done in about 10 to 12 minutes. And remember, they'll cook just a little bit after you get them out, so they don't need to be quite cooked through, just a little bit moisture in the middle. And by the time you take them out and that residual heat continues to cook them, they'll be just the doneness and the texture that you like. You can, if you'd like them a little brown, you could put them under the broiler for just a minute. And before you do that, maybe you want to add a slice of cheese so that cheese just really starts to melt. Okay, you're ready to take them out, slice them up into the size you want in your sandwiches, put them on the buns or the bread that you have, and if you'd like, add a little bacon. Perhaps you'd like to add some hot sauce or some other condiment. Perhaps ketchup is your favorite. Those, a group of at least 12 sandwiches can be made pretty quickly and pretty easy cleanup. So have fun with eggs in lots of different ways. They are so good for us. They're very high in protein, high in lots of nutrients. And unless you're eating a dozen a day, they're probably pretty good for you too. You know, there's a lot of information changed about how many eggs we could or should eat for healthy eating. All by themselves, they're not even very high in calories. So, eggs, add them to your meal, whether that's breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper, whatever you call it. They are a great meal addition. And snacks, you know, hard cook them, put them in the fridge. Ooh, they're great snacks. So, eggs, add those to your shopping list. Until next time, here's a thought from a book called Consuming Passions, The Anthropology of Eating. It says, food, to a large extent, is what holds a society together, and eating is closely linked to deep personal experiences.